In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I want to tell you today, this is how they celebrated the first Passover. "And thus you shall eat it, and you shall gird your reins, you shall gird your loins, and you shall have your sandals on your feet, holding your staffs in your hands, and you shall eat in haste, for this is the Passover of the Lord." This is the Passover of the Lord. You're going to eat as if you are one in flight, because you know you're going to be leaving the land of Egypt. You're going to be leaving this land of slavery. You're going to be leaving the land that has held you hostage for years. Oh yes, it was wonderful during the time of Joseph. But then the Pharaoh did not remember Joseph many, many years later. And what happened? You became the slaves of Pharaoh. Now you are to eat the Passover. You are to eat the Passover. And you are to eat it as if you are in flight. You are not to let the bread rise. It's going to be unleavened bread. There is no time for the raising of the bread. No yeast. You are going to do these things because you're going to be in flight. Oh, yes, in flight. In flight. "And I will pass through the land of Egypt," the Lord says that night. "And I will kill every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast alike. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgments, for I am the Lord." Oh, yes. I will execute judgment over all the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgment over all the gods of the United States. I will execute judgment over all the gods of Europe. I will execute judgment over your money, over your gold, over your silver. I will execute judgment over your jobs because you have made these things false gods. I will execute judgment, the Lord says. Oh, yes. What do you think is happening in the United States? What do you think is happening when we got Obama as a dictator president, as more of a king than a president? I will execute my judgment. This is exactly what's happening. I knew when Obama was elected, this would be the judgment of God. The judgment of God. And what has he done? He has spent trillions and trillions of dollars that people do not want to buy our debt anymore. Oh yes, I will execute judgment on all the gods of Egypt. Yeah, this is what God is doing. This is what God is doing. And listen to the next line. "And the blood shall be unto you a sign in the houses where you shall live. And when I see the blood, I shall pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you." The blood. When I see the blood, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, when I see the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, I will pass over you. When I see the blood that my people have been washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. When I see the blood, the precious blood of Jesus, the life of Jesus is in the blood. Oh, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And oh, who speaks of the blood during these days? Who speaks of the blood during these days when we
are being judged by the Lord, because it is the blood that maketh an atonement for sins. It is the blood that gives us freedom. It is the blood of Jesus that gives us healing. Who speaks of the blood these days? That the life is in the blood, and that there is no forgiveness outside the shedding of blood. Oh yes, it's all about the blood of the Lamb. But who speaks of it? Who speaks of it? I don't care if it's Catholic or Protestant. How many churches speak of the blood? How many churches speak of the power of the blood? How many churches speak of the blood that maketh an atonement for our sins? How many churches speak about the precious blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the earth? How many preach the cross? How many preach the cross? Far be it from me to glory in anything but the cross of Jesus Christ, where I have been crucified to the world and the world to me, the apostle said. We've come a long way. Oh yes, come home to the church. But what about the blood? What about the blood? What about the blood? What about the blood? Come home to the church and be washed in the blood. Come home to the church and go to confession and be washed in the blood. Come home to the church and be reconciled to Jesus Christ and receive his body and blood. Oh, come home, but come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. The blood maketh an atonement for our sins. It is the blood, and no one speaks of it for the most part. Oh, yes. It is archaic to speak of the blood. And yet without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. And God said, when I see the blood, I shall pass over. I shall pass over. The judgment shall not come upon you when I see the blood. Sacramentally, he sees the blood, but how many people know about the power of the blood? How many Catholics who go to Mass know about the power of the blood? How many priests who celebrate the Eucharist know about the power of the blood? How many bishops who celebrate the Eucharist know about the power of the blood? When I see the blood, I shall execute judgment over all the gods of Israel, all the gods of Egypt. When I see the blood, and things have not changed. Things have not changed. You might think they have changed. You might think we are in a modern era. But God says, when I see the blood of my Son on the doorposts of your lives, when I see the blood of the cross that makes peace between God and humanity, when I see the blood, I will pass over. But until then, I will execute judgment over all the gods of Egypt, over all the gods of the United States. What do we hold to be so precious? What do we hold to be so precious? Oh, yes, our freedom. And you know what? They're being taken away from us. You go to the airport, and a little girl is frisked. Oh, yes, they're wonderful, going down a little girl's trousers. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that just wonderful? So sick. You know, I went to the airport several weeks ago, and, you know, I'm in front of this radiation machine, and they're showing my whole being to people. Isn't it so wonderful that we've lost our freedom? Yeah, freedom. What our founding fathers gave us. No, they didn't give it to us. God gave it to us. But what they told us that God gave us, we are losing. You see, you know why? Because God is executing judgment through Obama. Yeah, and through Bush. God executed judgment and will continue to execute judgment until he sees that our hearts will bend at the name of Jesus. Until he sees that our hearts will bend at the blood of the Lamb. Let me tell you this now. Right now, as I speak to you, there are so many priests that are in the cathedral with the Archbishop at this moment. And that's a good thing. but there are so many of them that have no idea of the power of the blood. So many of them that know nothing of the power of the Holy Ghost. So many of them that do not know the power that they hold when they touch the Eucharist, when they lift up the chalice. They have no idea. As a matter of fact, I have no idea. Oh, that's why you've got to pray for priests. That's why you've got to pray for me. Because you see, we do this every day. We take in our hands the very precious body and blood of the Lamb. We drink the very blood of Jesus, the new and everlasting covenant. And you know, so many times we don't do it intentionally, but it's become so familiar to us. And we don't have any idea the power of the Eucharist, the power of the blood. When I see the blood, I shall pass over, and the judgment shall not come upon you. Does he see the blood of Jesus in your life? Does he see the blood of the Lamb? What does he see? What does he see when he looks at us? That's why we need a new revelation of the blood. We need a new revelation of Jesus, a new revelation of his mercy, a new revelation of his love. We need it. We need it. We need it. We need it. You know how much I need it? I'm going to tell you. I'm desperate for a new revelation of you, Jesus. I'm desperate. I am desperate. I am desperate. Come close to me, God. Come so close to me that as you become so intimate with me, Lord, that I wonder if I ever knew you before. That what you would do in me now would make me wonder if I ever knew you before. And I've known you. I've known you. And I've known you. Oh, but I want to know you better. I want to know you better. I want to know the power of your blood better. I want to know the power of your grace better. I want to know the power of your intimacy better. I want to know as you are casting judgment on the world, God, that only when you see the blood you will pass over. You are making judgment on the gods not only of Egypt, but the gods of the United States. Yes. The gods of our money, the gods of our economy. Oh, yes. Everything was measured in USD, United States dollars. Now the dollar is worth nothing. I will execute judgment on the dollar. That's right. Because you have become far from me. You have dumped me. You have cursed me. You have rejected me. You have rejected the roots of the United States of America, which is faith in the triune God. You have killed my children, millions of them. You have killed my children. You continue to provide money to the killing machines of Planned Parenthood. I will execute judgment on your country. I will but when I see the blood, I shall pass over. Oh yeah, we don't see things that way. We think that God has changed. No, God executed judgment on the gods of Egypt. He executed judgment on the gods of Egypt. And he passed over the places where he saw the blood of the Lamb. And I'm telling you, you better be covered with the precious blood of Jesus. That blood that maketh an atonement for our sins. That blood which is life. For the scripture says the life is in the blood. I have to smile because you know what? We found that out in the 1900s. And the scripture in Leviticus told us that the life was in the blood. God is just 2,000 years ahead of his time. Oh, I could go on and on with that. that Mary of Bethany sat at the feet of Jesus as a disciple, as an equal, that Mary Magdalene was a witness to the resurrection, and there was no women witnesses. There were no women witnesses in Israel, only men. But Jesus causes real liberation to women, real liberation to us. But you see, we don't want Jesus. We want liberation according to becoming men, women becoming men, and men becoming women. When I see the blood, I shall pass over. Today I want to pray now for all the priests that are in the cathedral now. Father, in the name of Jesus, stir up within them the gift of holy orders. Stir up within me the gift of holy orders. Stir up within our hearts the gift of holy orders. Let us know the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, let us know the power of the spoken word, the preaching of the gospel. Let us know the power of the spoken word, the preaching of the gospel. Let us know the power of the Eucharist that we handle, that we distribute, that we are the instruments of priests of God, priests of the New Testament, priests according to the order of Melchizedek. Let us know that power, Lord. Let us know that grace, Lord. We, Lord, are blind. All of us, including me, open our eyes that we would see Jesus. Open our eyes that we would know the power of the gospel. Father, I pray for every priest in that cathedral. I pray for the archbishop. I pray that Jesus Christ would reveal himself to us in new and awesome ways, because the scripture told us, if you strike the shepherd, you scatter the sheep. I pray, God, that you would bring the shepherds close to you, that you would bring all the shepherds into your sacred heart, that you would bring all the shepherds into your love. I pray that there would be an outpouring of the Spirit in that cathedral. I pray that the cloud of glory would come upon them. I pray that your presence would come upon them, and all those priests that are in agony in their hearts, that you would heal hearts, and all those priests that are experiencing loss, that you would let them experience your presence, O God. O Lord, O Lord, O Lord, pour out your Spirit upon these men of God. Make them like Elijah. Make them like John the Baptist. Make them like yourself, Lord Jesus. Pour out your Spirit upon them. Pour out your Spirit upon them. Pour out your Spirit upon me. Do not forget me, O God. 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 I need your Spirit even more than they do. I need your Holy Spirit more than they do. Oh God, I am one of them. I need your Holy Spirit. Pour out your Spirit upon your men, your priests. Pour out your Holy Spirit now, now, upon your sacramental church. Now that we would proclaim the gospel, that we would proclaim the power of the cross, that we would proclaim the power of the blood, that we would proclaim the mercy of God, that we would proclaim liberty in Jesus Christ, that we would proclaim judgment on the world's gods, judgment on the world's gods, judgment on the world's gods. But you will pass over when you see the blood. When I see the blood, I will pass over. Cover us with the blood. Drench 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 us with the blood. I will. I will. I will. I will cast judgment upon all the gods of Egypt. But when I see the blood, I will pass over, and my people shall not be destroyed. There's great power in the blood of Jesus. There's great power in the blood of Jesus. Today, I ask you to pray for your parish priests. And if you're not Catholic, to pray for your ministers. And if you don't go to church, to pray for me.
I need your prayers. I cannot do this work without people interceding for me, praying for me, sacrificing for me. This has been a 27-year journey, and it has been my joy to do it. But sometimes it is so very difficult. Not because that the word is difficult, but because of circumstances in my own life. You see, he chooses the weak of the world to confound the wise. It has always been that way, and it will always be that way. But he knows how to do things through the weak of the world. I can tell you and testify to that reality. I ask you to pray for Father Carapi today, that he who was accused of doing bad things, that these things would literally vanish, and that the woman would tell everybody that she's lying. I pray for Father Carapi today, that he would be vindicated. I pray for Father Toomey today, a great and awesome priest. I pray for Father Foley today, a good priest. I pray, God, for all the priests that have been thrown aside. I pray for them, O God. I pray for them, O God. I pray for them, O God. These are your men. You have never thrown them aside. I pray for them. I pray for them. I pray for them, Lord. They've always been yours. And even if they've sinned, Lord, you have forgiven sin through the blood of the Lamb. We don't want to send child molesters back to parishes. That's not what I'm saying. But you vindicate sinners because that's why you died. And you know what? The priest offers forgiveness to people, and the priest should be given forgiveness. And every case should be judged individually. Father, continue to execute judgment on the Church of Boston until we repent. But be gentle, I pray. In Jesus' name. I will be at the Espousal Retreat House on Wednesday at 7:30, and you are welcome to come. That's the Espousal Retreat House in Waltham on Wednesday at 7:30. And this will be the last Wednesday I will be there during April. That's just as simple as that. So this Wednesday will be our final Wednesday in April. We will be there in May again. But in April, this is the last Wednesday, 7:30, the Espousal Retreat House in Waltham. We have mailed out a Good Friday letter as well as an Easter letter. And you know, if you have received it, I ask you to respond to it. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. We depend upon your donation so that we continue to proclaim the gospel. You know, I'm the only Catholic that preaches like this. It's just the way it is, at least in the Boston area. At least in the Boston area. And the Lord has been so good to us. For 27 years I've been proclaiming the gospel on WEZE, and 26 years I've been proclaiming the gospel on WROL. So I'm very grateful. I need to hear from people in Washington, D.C., Phoenix, Arizona. I need to hear from people in the western part of Massachusetts, Hartford, Connecticut. I need to hear from people in Louisiana. I need to hear from people in St. Louis, Missouri. I need to hear from people in Albuquerque. I need to hear from people in Rhode Island. I need to hear from people in Maine. I need to hear from people in Boston. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Jimmy the Roofer wants to help you. And you know, he really does a great job. Today he went to buy a brand new nail machine. The best one going, too. And I tell you, when Jimmy's on the roof, he's
He's like an expert. His telephone number is 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. And can I tell you this, that during July, the 5th to the 12th, we will be having a School of the Holy Spirit at Holy Rosary in Winthrop. This is going to be from the 5th to the 12th. You can come one day or several days or the whole time. We're going to be teaching so that you can minister. And there'll be ministry training there. And the Holy Ghost will be there. And the presence of God will be there. And we'll be spending plenty of time in worship. So you can find out about that by going to www.inseason.net, www.inseason.net. And also, if you would like to make a donation online, www.inseason.net, www.inseason.net. Very easy. And you can listen to many of our archived programs on www.inseason.net. You can tell your friends who have computers that don't get our program, www.inseason.net. And you could hear me anytime, day or night, on the World Wide Web. May Jesus Christ be praised. Pray for the priests in our diocese. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.